just wait until I get my hands on him," Toad whispered angrily, showing his teeth. "Right, boys," said the Badger, looking round at his friends. "The hour has come. Follow me."
And they crashed through the door into the dining hall. What a battle it was! How the four friends roared as they ran through the hall! What screams of fear came from the surprised weasels and ferrets! Tables and chairs were knocked over. Plates and glasses went crashing to the floor. Up and down went the four friends, shouting and roaring, and their sticks whistled through the air. There were only four of them, but they seemed enormous to the weasels and the ferrets. The wild wooders ran in terror, escaping through the doors and windows and even up the chimneys, anywhere to get away from those terrible sticks. In 5 minutes, the room was cleared. The stoats outside, the four friends discovered later, had gone too. They were already frightened by the noise of battle from the hall, so when the weasels and the ferrets started running out in terror, the stoats dropped their guns and ran back to the wild wood. In fact, after that night, there was no more trouble from the wild wooders for a long time, and when any of them met the Badger and his friends out for a walk, they were very polite indeed. Back in Toad Hall, there was a lot of tidying up to do after the battle. At last it was all done, and the four friends, tired but happy, went upstairs to bed.